there are two public meetings on two, excuse me, there is a public meeting on two Pennies for Progress projects happening on March the 11th. We have here in the studio Patrick Hamilton. He is the Assistant County Engineer for Transportation. He's going to give us more insight into this public meeting and really more details about these two Pennies for Progress projects. So let's welcome Patrick Hamilton to Palmetto Mornings.
Good morning.
Good morning,
sir.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for being here.
These two projects are part of Pennies 5.
Correct.
Before we dive into Pennies 5, let's kind of go back in the time machine, if we can, to what, 1996?
96, okay. Yeah. So Pennies for Progress is a 1% sales tax. It's a state law that allows the counties to impose that sales tax on all goods and services. That money is generated through the tax that goes back to the county to complete capital projects, which in our case is transportation improvement projects. The tax lasts 7 years, so every 7 years we have to go back to the voters to continue that same 1% sales tax, and it's allowed us to complete, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars of projects throughout the county.
And Pennies for Progress, that model has been duplicated throughout the state of South Carolina, whether it's for transportation or for other needs in various counties. When you look at Pennies referendums 1 through 4, Patrick, what's the percentage of road projects that have been completed overall from 1 to 4?
Certainly. So I would say we're probably in the 75% to 80% range completed with those. Some of those projects have been carried over to different referendums. So there were some Pennies 4 projects that didn't have enough funding, and those got carried over to Pennies 5. So I'd probably say 75%, 80% of those 1 through 4 projects are all complete.
And now let's look at Pennies 5. Where do we stand with projects that fall underneath referendum
right.
Pennies 5? And that was passed in November of 2024.
November of 24, it was over $400 million referendum. All projects are active. There is a large amount of repaving projects. And we've actually already bid out 15 miles of those projects, and probably about half of those are already complete, which is good. The other part of the referendum, there's a couple of large widening projects, and there's a bunch of smaller intersection improvement projects. And those are every project is active and underway. We're actually already in right-of-way acquisition on some of the smaller intersection projects. So we are hitting the ground running on those projects. One thing I do want to mention, in order for the projects to be able to get started so quickly, County Council had to loan us some money up front because we don't, you know, tax has to collect, then we have to get the check from the Department of Revenue. So it's a time period before we actually get any cash in hand to do the projects. But we wanted to start fast. County Council agreed with that. They loaned us some money to be able to get started on those projects.
So then once that tax is collected, you just give it back to the county?
We'll pay the county back, yeah, in about 2 or 3 years probably. Okay.
Well, we know that there is a public meeting that is coming up on March the 11th. So take us to the meeting, what you're asking the people not only to come, but what
certainly
do they need to do? What do they need to show up with?
Certainly.
And ready
so there's
to do?
There's two improvement projects along Highway 49 in Lake Wylie. And anybody from that area knows that corridor is heavily congested. I think there's over 35,000 vehicles a day that travel along that roadway. And we have two separate locations where we have some roadway improvements that we're going to do. One is at Bonham Road and Montgomery Road. We're looking to put a new traffic signal at Bonham Road and then build a connector road between Bonham and Montgomery, allow those folks an easier access to get out onto 49, trying to make a left turn across four lanes of traffic. Mm-hmm. With over 35,000 cars a day can be pretty dangerous. Mm-hmm. So we're looking to make some improvements there. Also down at Blucher Circle, which is right before you get to the Buster Boyd Bridge going to North Carolina, we're going to add an additional turn lane to that signal at Blucher Circle. We're also going to be installing some access management, which is concrete medians along 49. Again, we want to prevent those left turns trying to cross three or four lanes of traffic. There's a heavy accident history at both these locations. So again, we're trying to improve safety and improve the flow of traffic along Highway 49. So the meeting next Wednesday at Oak Ridge Middle School from 5 to 7, it's a drop-in style meeting. There's no formal presentation, so you can come anytime in that period. We'll have maps displayed for folks to look at. We'll have engineers there to answer questions. You'll be able to provide comments and feedback on the designs, any questions, any concerns, things you like, things you don't like. And so we're just trying to get some feedback from the public, introduce them to the project, make them aware of what's coming, and then get some feedback from them as well.
And based on that feedback, could some of the direction of those projects change?
It's a potential. That's the point of getting the public feedback. We want to introduce the project to them, explain to them what we're thinking, why we're doing what we're doing. Again, there's a heavy accident history at these locations that we want to improve. And also just get some feedback from them. If that's something we can incorporate into the project, then we certainly will.
Patrick, how important are these public meetings? I know that y'all have been doing these for a very long time, and you know, you have pretty good turnout. So almost to Lucas's past question, like, does this really help you decide, you know, what's going to happen? And if there is a plan, hey, hearing from people who are living in it and driving in it every day, do y'all take it back and say, hey, you know, maybe we should look at this option versus this option?
Of course, absolutely. We've had projects in the past where we've adjusted our design pretty drastically based on feedback from the public. We're kind of looking at it from a data standpoint, a number standpoint, how many cars, all that type stuff. But the people who drive it every single day, they know the ins and the outs of the dangers or the ways through it. So yeah, we certainly value their feedback. Again, that's the point of having the public meeting is to get their feedback instead of just dumping something on the road that may not be the best thing to do.
So again, these two projects are part of Pennies for Progress Referendum 5. That referendum was passed in November of 2024. They're looking just for public input, educate all of us about these projects. That's going to take place on March the 11th at Oak Ridge Middle School from 5 to 7. And it's a drop-in
It's a drop-in style. There'll be you can leave a comment. We'll have some boxes there to put comments in. And it's anytime between 5 and 7. To drop in, stay for 10 minutes or stay for an hour. We'll be there to answer any questions that you have and explain what we're doing.
Well, people are passionate about roads.
Mm-hmm. I expect a pretty good turnout.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like we say all the time, don't be a keyboard warrior. Like, don't talk about it there. Go and look at the plans and talk to the people.
And that's something.
And really, you can make a difference.
And we get criticized about that. If we don't do a public meeting, then we get crushed, but then we do and people don't show up. And then it's like, well, which one is it? You know,
right.
People are very loud on social media. Mm-hmm. So we encourage them to come and ask those questions face to face so we can give some answers to them.
Love that.
But what's not changing, these projects will still be part of Penny's Five.
Correct.
So if you come there and you say, I don't want either one of these projects.
They're happening.
Yeah, they're happening.
Yeah.
Sorry, sir.
They were voted on by the public. Yep.
And that's important to know as well. When you all look at roads to add to a referendum, you do basically a year-long tour throughout the county, and you hear from every community in York County, and you hear from them, what roads do you all want to see? To your point, you can look at the data all day long, but if it doesn't mesh with the people who are actually driving the roads day in and day out, you're not going to have the success that Pennies for Progress looks like it's had since Referendum 1.
Yeah, that's always been a misconception of how the projects get picked. You know, I don't pick the projects. County Council doesn't pick the projects. There's a 6-member citizen group that's appointed. They are the ones, they hold the public meetings, and they ultimately select the final group of projects based on feedback from the public meetings and then present that final list to the public in a referendum for the public to vote on. Public can vote yes or no, and we've been very successful over the years. Another thing I wanted to mention, back in 2024, there were 9 total counties in the state that put forward a 1% sales tax. 5 of them failed. Of the 4 that passed, we were by far the highest percentage. We had a 71% approval rating from the public. So obviously they're seeing the value in the program. So we're trying to get these projects done as quick as we can.
That's great.
Again, public meeting will take place for 2 Pennies for Progress projects up there in the Lake Wylie Clover area on March the 11th at Oak Ridge Middle School in Clover from 5 to 7. More information can also be found on the York County Government's website and social media pages. Patrick Hamilton is the Assistant County Engineer for Transportation. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Appreciate it. Thank you.